Jocelyn Harris at ABC.
Oh, hi.
Thanks for speaking with us.
It's all right.
Great. Can I roll a tape for possible broadcast and just ask you a few questions?
Okay. I'm here.
Okay, wonderful. Tell me what this receiving this medal after all these years means to you.
Well, it may seem like a long time, around 70 years or so, but the recognition, I think, is very good because not too many people will receive it. And it's hard to describe how I feel because I think what we did way back in 1944 and 1945, we achieved what we wanted to do, and that was to get our civil liberties back and get freedom for our parents. And I think we accomplished that during the war, and all of these things that follow from that was just so much extra.
So how did you feel receiving it? Were you proud?
It was a very nice ceremony, and the politicians kept their speeches short. It was very nice.
Where are you going to put your medal?
We're going to pick up the duplicate medals this afternoon. And probably we're going to purchase a few more. We have a couple of exhibits back home. One in Morgan Hill and one on the USS Hornet, U.S. Navy aircraft carrier that's berthed in Alameda, California. And we're going to have a display case made with the front and back of the coin displayed and the law, which is the description of the order. And so we'll probably be ordering quite a few more.
Did you think this day would ever come?
It came kind of like a surprise a couple of years ago because it was just something we never even considered. Because it's not a military honor. You know, we've had so many military honors that everything we thought about came through the military. And now this is civilian. So I think it's a real plus.
Were you waiting? You weren't waiting for this. This was, as you said, it just sort of came out of the blue.
Yeah, it just came out of the blue. Well, you know, just after so many years, you're thinking, if there's anything, it would be military. But, it's a civilian gesture, and it's really heartwarming.
And as you said, it because what you did had civilian repercussions.
Oh, absolutely. You know, even though it took a long time to be recognized, it's nice to know that it is part of history.
Okay. And again, you're going to put this in a display case. You're not going to wear it, or what do you...
I'm not sure how much it weighs, but it's not something you want to carry around too much, but yeah, it'll be in a display.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time. Can you tell me, is there something, again, you said you had so many military honors, but what sticks out in your mind as far as your service?
Well, it was an voluntary time when we were not allowed to join any branch of the U.S. military. So we were subjected to a lot of problems by the U.S. government at that time in 1941 and 42. So to be able to finally get a chance to volunteer to go into the military and do what we did, I think speaks a lot for the spirit that everybody had.
Yeah, were relatives of yours in any internment camps or anything during that time?
Well, not only that, but the very fact that if we hadn't done what we did, I think the big rumor was that all of the people of Japanese ancestry were going to be shipped to Japan, because even the politicians, like Senator Rankin and so forth, were on the Senate floor, were saying, ship them all to Japan, get rid of them. now that we've got them into concentration camps, let's just put them on a ship and get rid of them. And that was the spirit of the whole country at that time.
So you're saying if your colleagues and fellow fighters hadn't volunteered to serve, that might have been what would have happened?
Absolutely. If we changed the outcome of the lives of all of the people of Japanese ancestry.
By fighting.
And one big thing, I think it was 1951, our parents, who were the immigrants, were immediately labeled the enemy. And then by 1951, the government turned completely around and allowed them to become naturalized citizens of the United States. I think that was because of what their children, their sons, did in the war.
Well, that's so true. Well, thank you so much. And so this was a very happy day for you.
It's a very nice ceremony. We're still sitting here in the Capitol building, and it's just wonderful.
Well, thank you very much. Can I ask you how old you are?
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Will you tell me how old you are?
Yes.
How old are you?
I'm 88. That was 88 Thursday.
Ah, well, happy birthday.
I'm still celebrating.
Okay, and what years did you serve? What years were you in action? Just so I know.
Well, I'm sorry, what was that?
What years were you in action? When did you go into the Army, and when did you...
They finally allowed us to join the military in February of 1943. And then after Pearl Harbor, of course, they would not accept anybody of Japanese ancestry into any branch of the U.S. service. So it was a couple of years there that we could not do anything.
Okay, so what years did you personally fight?
1943, 4, and 5.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. And it's R-O-S-S-S-E-K-A-I, right?
Yes, S-A-K-A-I.
S-A-K-A-I. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Oh, where are you?
We're in New York.
Oh, you're in New York. Okay.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. Nice talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.